the house became immediately quiet, withdrew into privacy. That's the house that withdrew. Kay felt it. It's strange how we make a perimeter around ourselves. Madame Walsh, that she's the woman who used to downstairs, and the Matis are below. The proprietor, Elkelin, Mr. Elkelin, that was his name, creaks overhead and plays Mozart piano pieces to himself at supper times. But here in the middle floor, our territory has its own dimension and pulse. Yesterday, Kay found me in tears, reading of his brother's death. I have been sifting the biography for Kay's addresses and whereabouts, the U.S. visa people on his application lined out the clause about not listing places of residence of less than 6 months. So the Hercules, I, have had to list every place Krishnaji has stayed since 1911. Excuse me. The biography has made it possible as far as it goes, which is 1932. But I had read parts, as I go, and I finished it wanting to cry and cry. Why, said Kay. I tried to tell him that the pain of all he had to go through, the physical pain, Nietzsche torn away from him. Why? All those foolish people, but most of all, but most of all, Kay's own undeterred passion for what he sees, his total being. I have never seen an ash of discouragement in him. I think I cry at the wonder of his existing, and it is what I felt in India. There it seemed as if there were an enormous scale, with all the pain, confusion, and suffering of that country for millions on one side, and on the other, the balancing of it all in the slight and infinite figure of Kay.
Hmm. Would you like me to get you a glass of water, Mary? Are you coughing because you're...
It will relieve it.
All right, let me get it. Hold on.
If you...
Okay, we're back on.
I don't remember where I stopped. Something... Oh, the pain in India, the confusion and suffering of that country, of millions on one side, and on the other, balancing it all, the slight and infinite figure of Kay.
Yeah.
So it is today, with the whole of humanity and its ghastliness. Kay balances it all by his existence. One human being in whom beauty and goodness shine. I feel a wild wish to give everything to die for that.
Yes, Mary. Yes.
So when he asked me what it was I felt, this is what I tried to say. He asked me if I was keeping this diary still and to put it down. Tonight, do so. I said, no, I wasn't writing about myself. But you must, he said. It will give it bite. What you see, what you feel. And then that's the quote. And then I go on, I wonder now if I can. I write all this under severe restrictions at times and do not write too often. I should change. Mm.